Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all of our listeners. This is Rachel Moore, excited about having a great show for each and every one of you today. I want you to know you are listening to NABWIC Talks. NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and we definitely welcome you to our show this morning. We will be speaking with this morning with Ms. Janice Gregory of Gregory Communications from the St. Louis metropolitan area. But before we get into that conversation, I definitely want to invite each and every one of you to our website. That's www.nabwic.org. There you will have an opportunity to read more about our organization. You can become a part of the email list so that you get updates for all of our future shows and also information on what the organization is up to. And also you have that opportunity to join the organization and become a part of what we are doing nationwide. So we definitely welcome each and every one of you to our show this morning. We welcome all of the new listeners. And if you all know someone that might benefit from listening in, be sure to spread the word about NABWIC. Of course, this is the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and we also service and interact with all of the women in related fields. So what I would like to do is get right into our conversation with Ms. Janice Gregory and go ahead and welcome her to the show. And again, if you all want to jump on another line, give a call or send a text to someone else and let them know that this show is on right now, feel free to do that. The other thing I want you to be aware of is that toward the end of the show, we will open the line for you to become a part of the conversation, give a comment, or ask a question, and let Janice know that you appreciate her and the information that she is sharing on the show this morning. And also be clear that this show and all of our shows are archived right there on blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. So if for any reason you get disconnected and you need to come back and listen to the show at a later time where you can take notes and write things down, make sure that you understand that we are archived right there on blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Or if you enjoy the show this morning, be clear that you can forward that information to other people that are not able to listen to us live at this time, but can benefit from listening to the show at a later date. So with that said, let's go ahead and welcome Janice to the show this morning. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Rachel. Great to be with you this morning.
Wow, and we are so excited to have you on. I really want to thank you for taking your time out this morning to share with us about your company and all that you do and how you can interact with other ladies in construction and in related fields, how you can benefit their business and also how they can benefit yours. Just before we get into talking about Gregory Communications, if you just take a moment and just tell us a little bit about you, where you grew up, where you went to school, you know, some of the things that you may have done before you got into communications and construction, just so that we can get a little bit of an opportunity to get to know you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, a pleasure to be with you today and to your listeners as well. I actually grew up and born and raised in East St. Louis, Illinois, and I attended schools in East St. Louis, Illinois. From there, I graduated from Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville in Edwardsville, Illinois. And my background, initially when I went to college, I wanted to be a broadcast journalist. Then I kind of, my interest kind of changed more so into a creative or marketing role, so to speak. So my actual, one of my first jobs was as an office manager where I worked for a marketing company. Actually, it was a joint, it was a marketing company, and the husband of the firm is kind of joint. He did data processing, placement, what have you. So that's where I really cut my teeth. I was able to not only do the administrative tasks, you know, consisting of doing memos, letters. I was also actually able to write copy for advertisements, to do voiceovers, which was real fun, you know, and especially to hear yourself over the radio. I actually was able also, prior to that experience, was able to work in the gaming industry at in the sales and marketing department. So I had various administrative marketing roles along the way, including marketing and promoting, selling high-performance office machines, machines, of course, that were all, you know, that did a little bit of everything, you know, scanning, copying, printing. I did also outdoor advertising, also sold cable networks. So marketing, promoting, selling, you know, connecting with various professionals, that is definitely one of the things that I love to do. You meet different people. You get an opportunity to learn different things. It's almost like your green card to get in the door to learn about so many different fascinating different disciplines out there, and you get a chance to meet a lot of different dynamic professionals out there.
Wow. So doing those things, at some point you decided that you wanted to start your own company. So tell us why you started your own company, and what are some of the services that Gregory Communications provides?
Sure, thank you. It's an opportunity to expand, you know, your creative, you know, juices, if you will. It provided another avenue, another channel for me to, you know, of course, meet different professionals in different areas that I may not have been able to focus on, you know, in the environments that I worked in, but Gregory Communications allowed me that channel or that vehicle to you know, take the challenge to say, hey, I would like to create a public relations campaign. This particular industry sounds like a fascinating industry. So it allowed me to put myself in a different at another level to, you know, explore different creative opportunities and take advantage of different creative and marketing opportunities. And so that was one of the main reasons why I created Gregory Communications. We provide services such as concept development, for an example. One of the organizations that I had provided, that I had worked for, you know, I had provided an idea to do an autism forum. Two of their areas that they focused on was autism and pancreatic cancer, I think, was one of the focuses. And so for the autism part of it, I had recommended that they do a forum. And from that work, that previous work, gave birth to a forum that I actually created where I would bring in diverse professionals from occupational therapy, speech therapy, from different disciplines that address concerns, provide resources, provide information for autism. So we do concept development. We provide public relations, whether that's public relations campaigns or information about image awareness. We also do media placement for different products. And we also do direct mail concepts as well for different businesses as well.
Wow, wow. So you've apparently done work and written copy and done promotions and marketing and that kind of thing for all types of, I guess, different types of businesses and I guess, organizations, so to speak. But how did that kind of transition into construction? Like, how did you get into the construction industry? And what are some of the services that you provided for companies in the construction industry?
Sure, sure. Along the way in my journey, I had the fortunate opportunity to be in a situation where I had an agency that placed me, it was for a temporary position, in a construction environment that did demolition, dismantling, asset recovery with some of their services that they provided. And it was just like, the different products that I've, services that I've sold in the past, all valuable experiences, you know, where I was able to hone my skills and to learn and do different things. But the construction industry is where I really, really, it was an eye-opener. It was really where I said that this is really my chosen career path as far as, where I wanted to concentrate a great deal of my focus to. It's so dynamic. There are so many different facets. I don't have to tell you that. So many different facets to it. And I just fell in love with it. So it was just really a fortunate opportunity. And from that, I've been definitely, trying to connect and network with as many dynamic professionals as I can. I actually researched different organizations, and I had the fortunate opportunity to find, Ann McNeil and the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and learn about the amazing and exciting initiatives and endeavors that the organization is undertaking to, as they say, give black women a more prominent voice in this industry, and to, assist in providing resources to bring others along the way as they continue their journey in construction. So it's been a valuable experience.
Well, and that's all of our experience. Most people that we bring on the show, or most women that are part of the organization, maybe started off in other areas, other fields, and somehow stumbled upon construction and just fell in love with it. It wasn't something that people looked forward to doing as young adults, as high schoolers, or as college, as college students. But from all types of areas and industries, somehow we stumble upon construction and we stumble upon each other, and we just want to learn more about it, be a part of it. Like you said, it's so vast and it's so dynamic. Tell me about some of the things that you find most rewarding and most interesting about working in the, in the construction industry, and has a lot of that work been with women in construction?
Actually, I've worked with, male, females, of course. I think one of the most rewarding, my experience has been in business development, so actually generating leads, for construction. What I love most about, sales or promotion is, the idea that you can, take the idea from the thought to pen to paper, and then actually, if you're skilled, get people to buy off on you and the idea. That's, to me, one of the most fascinating elements of the whole process, because ultimately people, in most cases are buying you for the most part. They like you, they trust you with their business and to promote their products, or to entrust you with their services to represent them. That's a fascinating element to it. Actually, in the role that I served for the company, I would actually call upon directors of procurements, plant managers, VPs, and discuss with them, opportunities that I had before me that were noted as opportunities, whether that's dismantling of a pharmaceutical a building, or whether that's, asset recovery of different products or what have you. So just probing, asking them, when will this, is it scheduled to go to bid as it's noted here, whatever information that I had before me, or if I didn't have any information, if it was just a quote-unquote blind lead, here's a company, we heard that they may be, getting ready to, looking to demolishing a building, or we want to just establish a relationship with them. I was capable of doing that, probing and getting the right person to talk to at least place us on their radar, even if it no more than meant that we could send a qualification summary with information about the company, the clients that it's served, their there are different records in terms of safety, you know, or what have you. So I would call on the various entities, whether it's pharmaceutical companies, food and beverage manufacturers, to inquire about different projects that they may be undertaking for demolition, dismantling. And then also a recent project that I completed, I was a recruiter for a general contractor for MBE, for MBE FBE companies to fulfill that that requirement for that particular project. So it's been a fascinating journey. I mean, it's unlike any that I've, you know, industry that I've worked in terms of selling and promoting different services, you know, or products. So one that I, you know, definitely, you know, have been fortunate enough to kind of, like, as you say, land in or stumble in, however you want to, you know, phrase it.
Yeah. Listen, I want to just bring a little clarity as I listen to what you're, you know, what you're up to. I want to kind of go back and really, really in a nutshell kind of give to our listeners what it is you're actually doing. It sounds like I know that this is not the only thing you do, and I've listened to
sure.
many of the things that your company provides, but this one nugget I want to make sure is clear. You're basically able to locate different projects that are happening or that are up and coming, and you're looking to marry them or connect construction companies that could be a part of that project, that where it would be a fit. You're able to now bring the project to them and make sure that they get their information in, let them know when the deadline is, and so on. Is that kind of what you're doing? Kind of, you know.
Absolutely. We give a,
kind
we
of
give
share
a very
that
diverse,
again. Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure. We give a, I think you hit it right on the head. Great description. Just to add to that, you know, and you may have already mentioned this, you know, if there is a project, in addition to what you just stated, if there is a project already in place, let's say, for instance, if we have information that there's going to be a demolition for this particular, by this, that's owned by this particular company, we need more information. So it's already a project that's pretty much established, but, you know, trying to, you know, field or get someone to be a field representative, if you will, we can act as your outsourced, quote-unquote, field representative for your company. We can function as a, quote-unquote, outsourced marketing or business development department, actually, for your company. You know, we don't have an in-house business development person at this particular time, Janice, but we definitely know that business has changed. You know, business is more competitive. Business may be a little bit tight, so we need someone to, you know, outfare that's going to make some things happen. We usually get a number of referrals, but we know now that maybe the referrals, we don't get as many referrals as we used to. Mm-hmm. So we need to keep the funnel full. So we need someone
right.
like you with the expertise to develop those relationships, you know, and create some exciting things to happen, you know.
And then do you also do it, how should I say it, vice versa? If I'm a construction company and I'm maybe I've won a bid on a product or I'm about to start, a project, and I'm about to start the project and I need to bring in some subs or I need to connect with other reputable construction firms, then you have that database of construction firms that you've worked with, that you've led to projects before, that you can also maybe send my way based on your recommendation, and then we can do partnerships and things of that nature.
A great question. We can actually assist in customizing that. So, for example, with this project that I just completed, you know, of course, there is an MBE, FBE participation level. So it required actually talking to various, for various disciplines to fulfill it, whether that was plumbing or whether that was for concrete work or whether that was for demolition. So we can actually customize it to, you know, to that particular for that particular need. You know, every bed, of course, as you know, is not going to be the same. So we, you know, so you say, well, we need this amount of, we need these kinds of professionals to, or subcontractors to assist in the bidding, you know, to be involved in the bidding process. We can actually, you know, look at that and say, okay, this is what you need. Then we can actually develop a process for that in order to help you achieve that goal for whatever that bid process is.
Wow, you know, that's so beneficial, like you said, for especially many of the small firms that a lot of times need partnerships to even really sit at the table for some of the larger projects and things of that nature, and that may be specialized in a certain area. So they have to partner up with other firms that specialize in other areas so they can really come to the table. And so I'm sure that our listeners are listening and seeing so much value in what you do, because many of our women in construction are just people running small construction firms. They are literally so busy with what, and their organizations are, again, so small that they're consumed with whatever the project is that they're currently working on, not always able to go out and think about and work on future projects that will be available 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, and keeping abreast on all of those things and making sure that they have everything in place to actually qualify for some of the upcoming projects. So you're part of this project and you know it's coming to an end, but there's not that employee on staff, or maybe the owner is not able, just because of time and all the other responsibilities, to start setting up for the future project. So be able to bring a outsource to a company like yours that can help with that, and also help connect with other firms that we can work with. I'm sure everyone on the line is finding a huge benefit in what you do. And so I definitely want to reach out to our listeners at this time and let you know that now is the perfect time. We are going to continue the conversation, but now is the perfect time if you have something you want to add to the conversation, something you'd like to share, a question you'd like to ask to Ms. Janice Gregory, even if it's directly related to your firm and what you guys do and how she can contribute to what you're doing. Be clear that all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad, and I will open your line so that you can jump in on the conversation. Now, Janice, let me ask you this. I definitely want to get into, you know, your company and the future of your company and a lot of other things that I want to hear from you. And so this conversation is so exciting. But I want you to know, and I'm sure you already know, that our organization is nationwide. So we have listeners from all over the country that are listening now live and that will be listening in the future. How are you able to kind of work your magic, so to speak, create these marriages in states other than Illinois? Would you be able to have an impact in Florida or in California, or is that kind of thing under development for your firm?
Yeah, we're under development for that. You know, again, I've spoken with members already with one member in particular with NADWIC. I mean, NADWIC is an organization, you know, for your listeners out there, a very, very dynamic group of professionals from the whole gamut, you know. I actually spoke with one of the members, and we're already in discussion about a possible opportunity through another business affiliation that she has. Mm-hmm. So those opportunities are available, so we're steady building. I wanted to add also when you were speaking, because I was like, oh, it's giving me one other valuable service that I would like to mention to your listeners. We also can assist in concept development for your business. For example, you may be a business that focuses, let's say, if your niche is, construction for a particular area, whether that's churches or what have you, and you want a source. you know, a booklet, if you will, that, that serves a dual purpose. One, call to action, you know, in other words, and first and foremost, it's informative, you know, telling you about the path that you need to take in order to, you know, telling your audience that the path that you need to take, that would be the directors of church facilities or what have you, the path that you need to take in order to expand your sanctuary or whatever endeavor you're looking to do as far as expanding your construction for your church facility. So it would be an informative piece and then a call to action. We can actually help you to, we can actually develop that concept for you and then also from taking it from the concept all the way to the finished product. So, again, this gives your listeners a great opportunity to see how we can be of value. So, yeah, we are looking to expand, continue expanding in other markets because we feel that the services that we provided are very much so needed. And as you mentioned, for small environments that may not have a huge budget, but they do have a budget that maybe can satisfy, you know, the services that, you know, that a person such as myself can assist them, you know, with, you know, with for projects or what have you to expand their growth, it would be very valuable overall, a mutually beneficial relationship overall.
Exactly. And with, I guess, companies or small construction firms or even you're looking to grow into a mid-sized for a large firm, a lot of these marketing materials, what we actually promote and what we are, what people are beginning to accept the idea that it is important to not do everything yourself. Go ahead and bring in an expert accountant, bring in an expert lawyer or attorney, bring in an expert in sales and marketing that can help you develop your concept and help you properly communicate your concept to the world, whether it be through your website, through sales materials, through, you know, however it is that you're looking to put yourself out there, how you communicate to the community in general, but then how do you communicate what you, who you are and what you do to other firms that you're looking to do partnerships with or you know, work for and so on. And so, yes, I definitely know that our listeners see a huge value in what you do because I know that many of us struggle with trying to put those things together ourselves because we're not experts. That's not what we do. We do something else. We build things, right? So you need to bring in someone who knows how to write that sales copy, who knows how to choose the right colors, you know, and where to place this information so that you get the type of exposure that you're actually looking for. What I want to do, and we have many other things to kind of touch on, but we do have a couple of questions coming in. So I want to reach out to a question here. Looks like it's coming in from the Atlanta, Georgia area. Let's open the line for caller 8505. Go ahead and jump in on the conversation. Introduce yourself. Let us know where you're calling from. And feel free to say hello to Janice. Welcome, caller.
Good morning, Janice. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning.
This is Stacey calling from Woodline Solutions in Atlanta, Georgia. We do work from Texas to Virginia. But my question is to you, really I've got two questions. One, what are the top three things or best practices that small businesses and women-owned businesses can do in the area of business development and marketing? And two, what are the most common mistakes and errors that we make as small businesses and women-owned businesses in that same field of marketing and business development?
Okay. Well, I'll take the first question, and thank you for the questions. The first one, and I'm just going to speak in a general sense because, of course, everyone's internal, you know, how you conduct your business practices may be different from another organizations or companies, even in the same discipline as you. I would say, one, networking. I mean, that has really served to assist me with connecting. It may not be it may not be an immediate benefit that you may realize, but along the way, it may be a situation where someone knows someone that knows someone that can connect you up with that opportunity. The second thing of it is I think investing in different sources. One of the things that became familiar to me in my when I landed in construction was sources that assist you with doing internal sources that can assist you, software products, products that generate leads, databases that you can enter information in to help you be more productive and to help you maintain, you know, to streamline whatever processes that you have. And then the third thing, of course, to market your business, you know, that may be simple as, you know, calling on a marketing consultant such as myself and say, hey, how much time can you and how much do I need to invest in an hour of your time to, you know, tell you a little bit about my business and just to generate some ideas about our growth. And then if you want that marketing professional to implement it, then you take it from that stage. And then the second question, if you don't mind, give me the second question again.
The second question was, what are the most common errors or mistakes that we make?
I think it's challenging sometimes, you know, and I mentioned that you need to, you know, network as much as possible. Sometimes that can be challenging when you're, you know, when you're doing the, you know, when you're running the day-to-day business, especially if you're a small business and you're doing, you know, most of, you know, everything, even if you have an administrative person that, you know, does most of the administrative tasks. But, you know, if you're a small business, you're doing most of the marketing, you're running the business. But I still say, even if you have to say, 2 days out of the week, or at least I'm going to attend two networking functions, I've got to get that in during the week. Easier said than done, but I think sometimes when business is really flourishing, sometimes that can kind of get lost in the fold. But I think that that has to always be, you know, on the radar, or at least something that that we keep in our daily activity or our, keep in our activity fold, if you will.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you, Steve, for that question. You know, we definitely want to go out to our next caller, Ms. Ann McNeil, and I'm going to bring her on. Just before I do that, can you give us your NABLIC story? How did you come across the organization and you know, what do you see happening within what NABLIC is doing as an organization? And after that, we'll bring the lady that started it all on to share.
Sure. And, you know, as I mentioned to the previous caller, you know, wanting to make sure that I expand in my connections and in my growth and learning the business even more so, I did research and found the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and, of course, Ann McNeil being the prolific founder of the organization. I reached out to her, and immediately she embraced me. She's very warm, inviting me all to the daily call-in meetings, you know, introducing me to other professionals who are involved, who are out there in the trenches with construction, and just overall just welcoming me and being excited about my participation. So that's how I came across her and the organization. And even though it's been only a short while, it seems like a long while because I've, you know, just jumped right in and I've become involved.
Awesome. So let's go ahead and bring her on to join in on the conversation. Let's see how I can get her on here. Hey, welcome. Good morning, Ann McNeil.
Well, good morning, and this is Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives. And Janice, thank you for accepting our invitation to join the organization, and more importantly, this morning joining the call, because we have been definitely informed and inspired by what you have done and what you're going to do. So we're looking forward to seeing what we can do together as an organization. But my question to you is, what is your favorite book?
My favorite book. Right now I'm reading this book, and it doesn't have to be a construction book, because that's what I'm reading construction books. Right now I'm reading a book about construction business management. I have not had a chance to that's been my main focus right now, the construction business management book. I also would recommend for your readers, regardless of what you know, what their area of construction, I'm trying to find the book here, the discipline of market leaders. And I think you can get that out on Amazon.com or any of the other sources. But the discipline of market leaders is a great book. It talks about various value disciplines when it comes to, you know, business. Are you an operational leader? Are you a leader, a product leader? And then they give various examples of companies and corporations that exemplify those qualities. So those are the books that I'm focusing on right now.
All right, thank you. And thank you, Rachel.
Wow, thanks for that. And I definitely got that down. I'm going to rush out and I'm also placing an order for a couple of other books, so I'm glad I got that in time to add that to my Amazon order, because, you know, if it's $25, it's free shipping. No, just kidding. I want to go into just this last, a little bit of a last segment, and I know that we're at about 9:05. If any of our listeners have to get back to work, you can always come back and listen to the close of the conversation. They're on archive. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. And let me also respect your time, Janice. Do you have another 5 or 10 minutes where we can maybe get into just a few final things inside of this conversation?
Sure, no problem.
Awesome. Just making sure your time is still available. You know, I know that there are so many rewards to what you do, and I know that you probably feel very very good about being able to help small organizations do what they need to do to market themselves, do what they need to do to get more visibility, do what they need to do to connect with projects that are coming up that they may not have heard about or may not have heard about in time. And so that now they're able to take advantage of some of those opportunities and bring income and resources and so on into their companies, and their, you know, their firms are able to grow. So I wanted to ask you about that. What are some of the most rewarding things, you know, about running your own company, and what's most rewarding about being able to contribute to the growth of small companies and firms the way that you do?
I think you nailed it on the head when you mentioned about, you know, it's almost like, you know, the partnership, you know, it's almost like you're walking hand in hand, if you will, with a friend, you know, when you develop, you know, solid relationships with businesses and you become their business partners. So it's almost like you taking, you know, you're walking hand in hand with those businesses, you know, from the initial or from the inception of the project or the initiative that you undertake, you know, throughout the process, the ongoing process, to the, you know, to the final realization of that product or project, mm-hmm. and the ongoing relationship. For me, just again, it goes back to the whole element of you know, having the idea, the thought, in the thought transferring mm-hmm. to the pen, to the paper, and to the tangible reference. So to me, that's just an amazing mm-hmm. thing, and to see that process and how it plays out, and then to see the impact. And because for me, it's a healthy marriage for business. I want them to grow and prosper, as well as myself. But it's a healthy marriage. I don't want to be the only one where the investment is made on and their end, and there's no return on investment on their end.
Exactly, and I'm sure it feels great to when you bring a project to the table for a firm. And there are several other firms maybe competing to be a part of that project, and you've been able to help prepare a particular firm or maybe a few to put in a bid or to, you know, attempt to become a part of that project, to see them get the job, to see them complete the job, and know that you had something to do with even bringing them to the table and making sure they even knew that this project was even available or coming up. I'm sure you feel a part of, you know, winning in that situation, that someone that you, a company that you brought to the table, actually was the best fit for the project.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened with the project that the most recent project that I worked on, where I brought a subcontractor into the fold, and he was very complimentary. He was like, you know, with Janice, I didn't even know this general contractor, and it's all about relationships. Had I not known you, I would not have known this. And now they've established a relationship, you know, a pretty solid relationship. So, again, planting the seed, if you will, and being able to see it grow and to see how it can grow in so many different areas, you know, and expand outwards. So that's very, very rewarding for me because I like to see people prosper. I like to see people grow while I'm growing as well with them.
Awesome. You know, and that's what so many of the leaders and the ladies of NABWIC are looking to do, and that's really a big part of what the organization is about, encouraging and supporting each other as we grow in this industry, which, of course, is a male-dominated industry, but making sure that we're working together and that we're aware of each other's businesses and how each business can contribute and how we can help each other grow. All of those things are really a part of the fabric of why NABWIC even exists. And so there's just a certain comfort also in being a part of an organization with other women that have big goals, that are looking to do major things. And, again, sometimes it's just that contribution, just the support, just the encouragement that's available, just the example of other women that have been in the industry longer, that have been able to accomplish certain things, give that bit of inspiration to maybe a new person coming into the industry. Let's close out by quickly talking about some of the skill sets that a firm or that an individual would need to have to be in the job market today, especially in this industry, and some advice that you would give someone entering the job market or maybe even starting their own business in this industry, some of the skill sets that individual would need and some advice you would give them as they enter this industry.
Well, I would definitely say you have to be persistent. I think, you know, when you approach one door and if that door does not, it does not open, or if there's a crack, you know, or what have you, you have to be persistent because maybe that opportunity, that door closed, with that door closed does not mean that there's not a bigger door on the other, somewhere else on the other end. So you have to be persistent. I think when you, if you make the choice to say, hey, that's it or whatever, you know, you may have been one step from, you know, reaching whatever goal that you were trying to attain, you know, whether that's to connect with a certain professional or whether that's to, obtain a certain career opportunity. So persistence, definitely. Effective communication, you know, that goes without saying. Being able to express yourself, being able to present yourself in a professional manner, in a manner in which that person would entrust that you will represent their services or their products and represent them overall in their organization in their professional manner and that they can be proud of. I think also, to be very, very enthusiastic and to not necessarily, if you will, sell it, but to communicate with conviction about what you do and who you are. If you don't believe in it, then how, you know, it'd be challenging to get someone else to believe in what you do, and you have to get people excited about what you do and about what you bring to the table. So I think all of those factors are very, 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 very important. And I think keeping keeping visionaries, if you will, around you, keeping a very positive circle of energy, you know, around you. That's so important because it can be challenging at times. And, you know, when you're experiencing the peaks and valleys of the business cycle, if you will, you definitely need people like the NABWIC organization that says, hey, here are these resources, okay? Well, have you thought about doing it this way? You know, just infusing some other ideas that you may not have thought about that re-energizes where you're at. So I think all of those factors are very important.
Well, Janice, I really appreciate what you shared, and I really I like the way you said communicate with conviction. You know, that is so true, to be able to really talk about who you are, what you're up to, what you do, what you bring to the table, and to say those things with power so that a person sees how you believe in what you're doing, and so that they can maybe, especially if they're meeting you for the first time, that they kind of buy in to believing in what you're up to also. So I appreciate you for that string of words. Let's do this. Let's make sure that all of our listeners know, all the folks that are listening now, all the folks that will be listening to this conversation on archive. I know that many of us will be posting this and getting the word out so that people can really learn about you and what your organization is doing, what your business is doing. Tell us, how do we reach out to Gregory Communications, if there's a website, an email, a
sure.
phone number?
Absolutely.
How can women get in touch with you? Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Here is my website address. Of course, it's www.gregory, and that's spelled, of course, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, communicationsinc.com. And then my email address, of course, is jgregory, the number 0, the number 1, at msn.com.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen and everyone out there in construction we want to definitely thank you for listening in. Most of you were able to hang in there all the way until the end of the show, and so that's great. But we know that so many of us have projects to get out on, people to get started, work to get out to doing. But I know that you guys have really appreciated and grown from the information shared. I definitely know that I have, and the next time I'm out in St. Louis, which is actually pretty often, I'm definitely going to seek you out and hopefully have an opportunity to meet you face-to-face, Janice. We definitely want to thank you.
Absolutely. I'm
going
to hold you to that.
I'm definitely going to do that. We want to thank you for being on, and I definitely want you to hang on just a couple more minutes to give a couple closing thoughts. But everyone that's on, I want to remind you that you are listening to NABLIC Talks. We are on every Wednesday morning at 8:30, every 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. We always have a very exciting guest that you will be able to help them grow, and they are definitely here to help you grow. So make sure that you're on every morning. Make sure every Wednesday morning. Make sure that you spread the word. And if for any reason you miss it live, and which means you aren't able to become a part of the conversation and ask questions and so on, always know that you can go back to the archives and take a listen. And if this is your first time listening, we definitely invite you to go over to blogtalkradio.com/NABLIC and listen to some of the previous shows. We've definitely had attorneys on. There's people from all walks of life, all different industries, all of the related fields, and we're going to continue to do that. And we definitely would like you to one day be a guest on our show. So remember to pass by NABLIC.org. That is our website, www.NABLIC.org. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction and Black women in related fields. So make sure you pass by the website. Go ahead and learn more about what our organization is up to. Become a part of the email list, and we definitely look forward to you becoming a part of the organization. And so we thank each and every one of you for listening in this morning. We want you to go out and have a great, very fulfilled and very prosperous day. And just in closing, Janice, if there's anything you'd like to share as we send all of our business leaders and business owners off to get into action for today, any closing thoughts that you'd just like to share here right at the end?
Sure. I'd like to leave this closing thought for your listeners, whatever professional discipline you're in, construction or what have you, to stay focused, stay encouraged, stay connected, and stay committed.
Wow, and we definitely thank you for that, Janice. I appreciate your words. So, ladies, let's get out, get in action. That's what I'm going to do. I'm sure that's what you guys are going to do. Thank you so much, Janice, for being our
guest. Thank you.
We were so glad to have you. You are quite welcome. This is Rachel Moore signing off from Miami, Florida, and we look forward to you guys listening in again next Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Go out and have an awesome, very blessed and prosperous day. Peace and blessings. Good morning.